Good morning, everyone. Welcome to St. James Westminster Anglican Church on this beautiful Sunday morning. It is wonderful to be gathered together. I've got a couple of announcements today. The first is that as I was on holidays, so now Anne is on holidays. So she's away for the next 3 weeks, so spare a prayer for her in her recovery and her enjoyment of... Of baseball. Yeah, she's doing a lot of baseball with her daughter. So pray for rest recovery for her and her time away. Besides from that, I'm trying to think if there are any major announcements that I need to know of. There are. Adele, do you want to say something? Yeah? I'm excited about this announcement. This is going to be good.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm Adele Miles. You have probably seen me up here before. I'm now, I guess, officially your honorary assistant. I'm here about the fourth commandment. I could do a test and see if you know, but I'm not going to do that. It's remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. Now, what on earth does that mean if you're an Anglican? So this fall, we're going to go through a book by Marva Dawn. It's a bit of a classic on the Sabbath. It's called Keeping the Sabbath Holy with a W. These books are $20 a piece. We're going to go through them for those who are interested in September and October for 5 weeks, beginning on the 20th of September. And we're hoping that we'll also have some folks from Temple Israel who will come and tell us about their experience of keeping the Sabbath holy. So see me after church if you want a book.
Wonderful opportunity to have a small group to study a specific topic, which is so relevant today. Keeping the Sabbath, keeping space in our lives and in the busyness of this world for God to be God and for us to rest, sounds like a good thing. So I highly recommend talking to Adele after the service and grabbing one of those books. Other than that, I also know that in the summer, St. James likes to collect school supplies for schools that are in need and students that could use a few extra things. The poster has been sent out in the mailings, but I know that Laura is on this idea about getting some school supplies, some backpacks, and then we'll do a special backpack blessing in September where we'll bring all of the school supplies together, and anybody who has a briefcase or a work bag or a purse or something that they would like to be blessed, and Laura is going to do a much better job describing what I'm talking about than I am.
We don't want backpacks. They get backpacks already.
Okay.
So please shop the list that we have circulated. These are two schools that have a lot of families living in poverty, so they could really use our support. And these are items that the teachers have specifically asked for. In schools that have a lot of poverty, like these, school budgets go more towards feeding kids, and last year we bought a lot of grocery cards for my school and to buy these basic supplies. In other schools, families buy that stuff for their kids, for their schools. And so then their budgets go to things like Chromebooks and fun computers. But at these schools, we need the basic supplies. And so please, shop these lists or give us money and we'll shop for them. Okay?
Yeah.
We don't need backpacks because the school board already gives us
those. So I am wrong. We don't need backpacks. There is a very specific curated list of things that we do to support our students.
Thanks, Michael.
My pleasure. Can you tell I'm back from holidays? What day is it? But there's lots of good things that happen at St. James over the summer. So do keep your eyes to those pamphlets and newsletters and flyers that we send out. Good things are happening. So if you would like to support the book study for yourself and support the school supply drive for others, that would be a wonderful Christian way to engage with God this summer. So with that, let us take a moment, gather ourselves, and stand to sing to the Lord our God.
Thank you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
And we say together, Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. And let us pray. O God, the protector of all who trust in you, without whom nothing is strong, nothing is holy, increase and multiply upon us your mercy, that with you as our ruler and guide, we may so pass through things temporal that we lose not the things eternal. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the proclamation of Holy Scripture.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. The Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. We know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he knew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn within a large family. And those whom he predestined, he also called, and those whom he called, he also justified, and those whom he justified, he also glorified. What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not withhold his own Son, but gave him up for all of us, will he not with him also give us everything else? Who will bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? It is Jesus Christ who died, yes, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord and call upon the divine name. Make known the deeds of the Lord among the peoples.
Sing to the Lord, sing praises, and speak of all the marvelous works of the Lord.
Glory in the holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice.
Search for the strength of the Lord. Continually seek the face of God.
Remember the marvels the Lord has done, the wonders and the judgment of the mouth of the Lord.
Offspring of Abraham, the servant of God, O children of Jacob, the chosen of the Lord.
The Lord is our God, whose judgments prevail in all the world.
Who has always been mindful of the covenant, the promise made for a thousand generations.
The covenant made with Abraham, the oath sworn to Isaac,
established as a statute for Jacob, an everlasting covenant for Israel.
Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Lord be with you. This is the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Matthew. Jesus put before the crowds another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree so that the birds of the air come and make nest in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then, in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down, and put the good fish into baskets and threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all this? They answered, yes. Then he said to them, therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out of his treasury that which is old and that which is new. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I speak to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. It's a shame that Greek doesn't have punctuation marks, because I can't imagine the disciples, after hearing this list of parables about what the kingdom of heaven was like, didn't say, yes. I'm pretty sure they said, yes? I think for a lot of us, when we hear Jesus' parable about the kingdom of heaven, we wonder and we hope and we think about what's on the other side of the pearly gates. We think about what heaven is like. We have experienced death in our lives, and we hope and long for a little bit of insight on what happens on the other side. And I think that's a meet and right thing to do. I think it's, in all honesty, well worth wondering what heaven is like. But I think we miss something if we think that that is all that Jesus is doing. If Jesus is just talking about how heaven is kind of like a person who buys pearls, I think Jesus is talking to his disciples about what the community that they are building here and now is like. To talk about the kingdom of heaven is to talk about something that we can barely comprehend, that we can hardly find the words for. And Jesus goes and tries to describe something that we can feel deep down inside, in words and in images that we get a glimpse of. Jesus says the kingdom of heaven is like someone who buys a field, knowing that there's something awesome inside it. It's like someone who takes some yeast and mixes it into their flour. These would have been very, very common analogies for the people that Jesus was talking to. They would have understood exactly what they were talking about. And that kind of feeling, that kind of hint at something bigger. It would be a little bit like Jesus today sitting in front of us and saying, the kingdom of heaven is like going to the grocery store and getting a shopping cart that doesn't have a wobbly wheel. We know that feeling. We know what it's like when we pull that out and it's doing what it's supposed to do. Jesus is speaking to us about something that we can kind of define, kind of get a glimpse at, but is so much bigger than all of that. It's so much more than we can articulate with our words. I bet if we sat down, each and every one of us, over a coffee, and I asked you, what is it like when God is present? What is it like when you're in a community that is the kingdom of God? And I bet each and every one of you could come up with examples. Well, the kingdom of heaven is like being offered a cup of coffee when I really needed one. The kingdom of heaven is like someone saying, you know, it's okay to be sad today, when I really just needed that permission. The kingdom of heaven is something that is being built here and now amongst us. And Jesus knows that it requires work, and it requires dedication, and it requires intentionality. Scholars talk about an already not yet epistemology, which is a fancy way of saying that the kingdom of God is somewhere in the future, but it's also here and now. This place is the first fruits of the kingdom of God. We don't always get it right. Sometimes we hurt people when we don't mean to. But this place exists as a place for us to try and bring about the kingdom of God, to try to be open to God's moving in this world. It's a place where we are invited to reflect on things like taking Sabbath and what those spiritual commandments means. It's a place that invites us to participate in providing for those who don't have what they need in our school drives. It's a place where we get to practice forgiveness when someone offends us or hurts us or upsets us. That is the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is like a church that loves one another in good times and in bad. The kingdom of God is like a place that tries to make the world a little bit better when threats of tariffs or smoke or heat waves roll through the city. The gospel passage ends by saying that we are scribes for the kingdom of God. We are the ones that write the story of God in the everyday actions of the world around us. We don't always do it perfectly. We don't even always do it right. But we're promised that the Spirit of God is with us, intercedes for us. And if God can't take a mistake and turn it into a glorious opportunity for connection and reconciliation, then we might have missed the message of the cross. We might have missed the fact that God takes mistakes and uses them for good. We are invited to be co-builders of the kingdom of God with Jesus, with the saints, with each other, and to make heaven here on earth. That's not a small task. That's not an easy thing to do. But I could not imagine trying it with finer people than you. And I hope you can say the same thing about me. I really hope. But that's what it's about. Jesus calls us to work together and on our own to build the kingdom of God, trusting that when we do find the other side of the pearly gates, when we do find out what's beyond this life, we'll see reflected the work that we did here on earth. Amen. Would the congregation please stand? Let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say,
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And I'd invite the congregation to adopt a position of prayer for the prayers of the people.
I give thanks to you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will glorify your name forever. Lord, your kingdom as a mustard seed grows through small devotions. Take from us our inflated pride that we may regard with awe and wonder the small things of its birth. Grow your church into a place where all may find a spiritual home. I give thanks to you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will glorify your name forever. Lord, your kingdom, like yeast and dough, permeates through all the world. Inspire men and women to make a difference through their political service. Pour out our transforming love. I give thanks to you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will glorify your name forever. Lord, your kingdom, like treasure in a field, excites our hearts at its discovery. Give us grace to share the blessings received, so advancing their value and worth for all. Your gifts enrich us beyond measure. I give thanks to you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will glorify your name forever. Lord, your kingdom, like a pearl of great price, is our true heart's desire. Fill the hearts of all who suffer with this delight in your goodness. We will sing your praises and glory in your name, O Lord. We think today especially of Kate, Sally, Brian, Imelda, Mary, Jonathan, Beverly, Cheryl, Peter, Melanie and Elizabeth, Charles and family, Jimmy and family. I give thanks to you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will glorify your name forever. Lord, your kingdom is like a net hauling in a great catch. Bring us and all who have died into the safety of your eternity. At the end, may your holy angels lead us to paradise. I give thanks to you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will glorify your name forever.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Would the congregation please stand? The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us share that peace with one another.
Thank you.
God of grace, accept all we offer you this day as we look toward the glory you have promised. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living Word, through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who place their hope in you, and so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross, that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. And now, with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. And gracious God, accept our praise through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on the night he was handed over to suffering and death, took bread and gave you thanks, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do it in memory of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your holy church. Gather into one all who share in these sacred mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant, Jesus Christ. All glory and honor are yours, Father and Son, with the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Church, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come,
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
We break this bread to share in the body of Christ.
We, being many, are one body, for we all share in the one bread.
These are the gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Great God of heaven, my treasure thou art. Be thou my will.
Let us pray. God of grace, we have received the memorial of the death and resurrection of your Son. May your love poured into us bring us to your promises. We ask this in the name of our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Amen. And we say together, glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you this day and remain with you always. Amen. Peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.